Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
So just to get everyone up to speed, what is the case for zoos in our society?
Well, zoos play two very important roles. The first one is education. They get people, and kids in particular, up close with animals they might never see in the wild. And what this does is make them care about the plight of biodiversity, which is obviously disappearing worldwide. That's a big problem. And the second thing, the role of zoos is species recovery. In fact, they play a major role in native species and exotic species recovery. They really have a unique place in conservation. They contribute to things like monitoring native species and emerging diseases, and obviously breeding animals in captivity so then they can be released back into nature. And I think we can say with confidence that several threatened species would be extinct in the wild without zoos.
Now, zoos often come under some criticism. So what sort of criticisms are often associated with zoos?
In Australia, typically the main issue revolves around the ethics of keeping animals in enclosures, because the space that they have in zoos is usually smaller than what they would have in the wild. And as well as being potentially unpleasant for the animals, it can also change their behavior, which is not something we want. But while some species can suffer from this lack of space, and that's true, big mammals, cats, bears, things like that, There are plenty of species that do really well in zoos, for example, frogs and reptiles, and they breed there, and they can be reintroduced into the wild.
And what sort of examples are there of zoos successfully engaging in conservation and breeding in Australia?
Well, in Australia, there's lots of examples. I think a bigger flagship one is the Korobori frog that's been mostly led by Taronga Zoo. They're being threatened by the chytrid fungus, which is that fungus that threatens all amphibians worldwide and has been wiping out populations. And so this little frog, this tiny little yellow and black frog, so cute, would be extinct in the wild because they were only found in one little population. But with the help of zoos that have been breeding them in a safe environment and keeping them away from the disease and releasing them into the wild, then the species is now still extant, still alive in the wild.
And how does Australia's approach to zoos differ for those overseas?
Well, it sort of really, really depends where overseas. There's a big range of establishments that are zoos and have different practices and are more or less focused on conservation. But in Australia, really, I think we really are punching above our weight with really high standards. Australian zoos make a fantastic contribution to species conservation in this country and also species that are threatened elsewhere in the world. And they really do more than just keep animals. They monitor species in the wild. They help protecting species from diseases. And I think their contribution to conservation is not being unnoticed by the public, and that's why people like to go to zoos.
And what measures can be undertaken to best ensure that not only zoos are operated well, but also that the animals are taken care of properly to the extent that they need to be taken care of?
Yeah, so I think that in Australia, again, from an Australian perspective, there is they operate really well. And several zoos in Australia, including Taronga, are members of the World Association of Zoos and Aquarium, also called WASA, and that provides guidelines, like state-of-the-art guidelines on the best practices. So all of this, following those guidelines, really ensure that the best care is being given to animals. And I personally think that zoos need to focus on a prioritization approach, a cost-benefit approach, where they try to select species to work on to keep in captivity, to get the maximum benefits for them. So I think Australian zoos are doing great in terms of operation, and we can, and they're already going into that direction of a prioritization approach and caring about the cost and benefit of species.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us about this subject. We really appreciate you making the time.
Yeah, no worries.